Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about learning from someone who's been there.
That's what I did.
This whole topic came from... This whole topic came from a discussion that Jill had with a person who's now a member, which I thought was just fascinating. So we decided, you know, when these things happen throughout the week, and we're like, man, we should talk about this on a show.
Well, we do it in everyday life, by the way. You go to school to learn from someone who's been there, right? You learn, someone is teaching you. Why don't we think this is the same way with everything? We really should.
You know, we talked about that really early on when we started Land Academy in 2015. I remember talking about this, like, why the heck do we expect out of ourselves, like, that we're supposed to know all this stuff? We're just supposed to be born with it.
You used to use a surgeon example. Do you want to just read books and then, like, watch a couple of videos or something? I don't know. Or just whatever it is. Or just wing it. How's that? Maybe not even doing that. You just kind of can't just, like, find your way around and say, I'm a surgeon. I figured it out on my own.
I mean, well, there's a reason that medical doctor training is, you know, half academic. And then it's half internship, so you can follow somebody around and see what they're doing. But there's so many other things that don't involve that. Like, you know, like even like being a welder or a skilled tradesman, they have this journeyman thing. So you're an apprentice for a while. So you can actually get hands-on experience. Man, there's nothing like hands-on experience. So I don't understand.
Or just learning from someone who's been there.
Exactly.
What we're going to talk about.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. I don't know if this is his business name or his name, but it's Land Rove.
Yeah, I think it's his name.
Okay. Well, it could be his business name, too. It could be like Land Rover or something. I think that's kind of cool. Or Land Rove, whatever. We are the land people.
I think it's Land Rove. And I had the pleasure and the inside information to see his last name, and it makes a lot of sense that it's his first name.
Okay. Well, how do you know it's Land Rove and not Land Rove?
I don't.
Okay, thank you. Smarty pants.
I'm just trying to start something.
Yeah, you're trying to start something, and it's not the right thing. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm thinking of mailing this county for properties from, right?
This is Jill's coffee cup. It says
it
fun on it.
I love it. Okay. I'm thinking of mailing this county for properties 2 to 15 acres under $50,000. According to Realtor.com, in this price range, there are 15 properties for sale and 18 already sold. Good ratio. However, there's no information in the Realtor.com data for this county. This county doesn't even show up. Three questions. Why do I see properties listed on Realtor.com but no historical data? Two, not being able to use the red, green, yellow test as in Steve's equity planner, would you still mail this county anybody? And has anyone had an experience in this county? Thanks. Did he say, he must have said the county and we're
in
not listing it?
Okay, yes, got it. That's exactly right.
Okay.
I'm not disclosing the title because that's not good.
Right.
If you really want to know what the title is, go to the landinvestors.com. In no particular order, should you mail this county? Yes. And it's not because I know the title and nobody else does. It's because there's not a lot of activity. When there's not a lot of activity, that means, well, you need to make sure that there's a lot of properties in that county, first of all. I'm not sure if he's done that. And I think we're interchanging Realtor.com and Redfin.com here incorrectly. Here's the thing, and I'll clarify. Realtor.com has 100% coverage around the country. The source of the data is the National Association of Realtors and all the MLSs. I think there's 300 or 400 of them in the country. Those they're actual associations. They report to the National Association of Realtors. So, and they're connected. Their data-wise are connected. So if you don't see any activity in a county from on Realtor.com, it's because there just isn't any. So that concerns me a little bit. If there's no, my first thought is, well, are there any, you know, are there 2,200 properties in the whole darn county? And does anybody live there? It could be an extremely rural county. This county's in Central California. I know it's not super rural. And I know that there's activity there. So the answer is, you know, I'm not sure why. I think it's being interchanged. The fact that there's no activity there on Realtor.com tells me that if there's a lot of properties, it's a great place to mail.
Will you tie it into Redfin?
Redfin,
please,
has what's called an, they have an agreement with the individual real estate, the individual, the 344 or so, some number like that, MLSs across the country, they intentionally have targeted the more urban ones first because that's where the most activity is, and for a lot of obvious reasons that makes sense for them. They do not have an agreement with the National Association of Realtors, so they don't have 100% coverage. The data that they have is exactly the same as Realtor.com. What Redfin does that's spectacular for people like us is they share it in crazy ways. They let you download it. They let you sort it in a different way. They pull data that is in the data set, in that national data set, that's spectacular, that Realtor.com doesn't see a lot of value in. Or whoever's making the decisions at the top there, they're for like home buyers, for potential home buyers to see what's on the market. They're not like for data weirdos like us. So there's a good chance in your land pools, you're not going to find data that you need on Redfin. Not a good chance. There's like a 20% chance. Seems like there's 20% of the time I go in there, I can't find the data.
So Realtor.com is good, but you're kind of explaining. Let me jillify it here, if I may. Because you lost me a little bit.
Oh my gosh, really? I lost you?
A little bit. So
how often does that happen?
Often. So if I may jillify it. So he's right, using Realtor, kind of get a gauge for the area. See, you could go in there, and I know if you go hover over the, I think it's over the sell side of you, and a pop-up opens up, you could see completed sales and go look and get, even for land, if it's reported, not always correct, take it with a grain of salt because you have to watch those numbers. It could have been a completed transaction of 10 properties and it has one price in there and it to cover all of them, so they don't accurately break it out. But it could be a gauge. If you see a lot of similar comps, that will help you.
Yeah.
And you could see, maybe get a feel for how many days it took to sell based on how long it was on there. So that's where you're, it's a good use of what you're doing with Realtor.com. And then as Stephen was saying, on Redfin, that's where you can download that data, pit the zip codes together, like you're talking about with the red, yellow, green chart, a file. I'm trying to think of the
equity planner.
Equity planner
that you get with the program.
Tool that you know how to use.
If you plug all this stuff into Equity Planner and you have the data, right, you're going to see immediately. I mean, it's not, this makes it sound like there's a lot of guesswork to this. There's not.
No.
There's sometimes you don't have, in this guy's case, you don't have, you chose a county that doesn't have a good data feed. I'll tell you what I do is probably not Miller County. You know, because there's just too many counties that have fantastic data.
That's the best advice there is. There's actually, enough to go around.
I could have answered
around.
It pretty quickly, like 7 minutes ago.
Especially if you're new. You could have led with that.
You know, it could be the county over. Right next to it has all the data, and then you don't have to, you just know exactly what's happening.
This is my paper. Moving on. Pick a different county. That's the end result.
Today's topic, learning from someone who's been there. This is the meat of the show.
Like Stephen said, speaking from someone who's been there, even for us, we pick another county. Why would I try to, you know, drive myself nuts figuring out this one county when this county's beautiful, this county's beautiful, this county's easy? And it's not like there's just a few of those 3144 counties and parishes in the country that are beautiful. There's probably 3,000 that are beautiful and 144 that are really behind the times and not online. So don't worry about it. You're
it's
doing
not a sure
nothing
thing
wrong.
Here. You know, there's it's not. You, this is as sure of a thing as you're going to get. Land Academy and House Academy, we've taken about 90% of the mystery out of what to do to send out a successful mailer and choose a county. So this question was about that 10%. And that comes up. The 10% always comes up. The 90% just doesn't come up. I don't know why.
Is it stump the teacher? I think it's like, let's try to stump the teacher.
Yeah, I think
you know,
that's part of it.
That happens in a classroom.
Yeah.
I probably was that kid at one time, like, oh, I'm going to ask a question they can't possibly
answer.
Yeah,
just break it up because it's so
boring. Because I want to show, well, I'm going to pretend that I'm really smart and I understand my stuff.
You did that?
I probably did. I was a pain in the ass sometimes as a student because I just had to.
Sat in the back of the room and watched the clock.
Oh, because I would break it up. You know, that's actually the truth of it for me. It wasn't really stump the teacher.
It was
like,
me.
This is so boring. Yeah. I got to say something so out there just to make it stop.
That's why we have our own show. Because that's how I go through life. I know you do too.
That's true.
I'm like, yeah, and this is just awful. I'm going to say the strangest thing anyone's ever said right now.
Captain Underpants. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I thought of underpants too for some reason.
We are in sync. So this came up from a phone call that I had just the other day with a person who was thinking of joining Land Academy, and I was filling them in, and I was doing my best, as I usually do. I want to tell the truth and be transparent. I never want to sell, and that's one of the great things I think is about who we are and why we're here, and heck, this show right now. We could be running ad after ad and talking about our program and telling you how great it is.
Like most of the people in this space.
Right, and here's a coupon, do this, do that. Like every show, I could be doing that. I could have commercial spots in there, but we don't.
Then we would have one listener instead of four.
Right. Because the point of it is, I want to just share what we do, and if it sings to you, great. If you want our help, we're here. If you don't, we wish you all the best. And if we can help you, that's why we're here. So this person was talking about how their experience was, they have a little bit, like 3 years, maybe 3 to 5 years experience in Southern California, buying apartment.
Small apartment buildings.
Right, that are needing renovations.
Here's his business model. Buy a small apartment building off the MLS, kick everybody out, clean it up, and then re-rent it at a higher rate and sell it at the same cap rate or the revenue multiple that where he bought it. And he was crazy successful.
Right.
I mean, he just sold his last building. We know that, I know this, usually I don't know this about new members, but I only know this because we know this guy socially. And I mean, he netted after tax $1 million on his first run. I think 3 or 4 buildings he did.
Well, the point of this, thank you very much for the backstory.
It's a good story.
It is a great story.
And now he's done.
Well, what was interesting, he didn't know anything about this going into it. And he said it was so amazing because we learned what we knew to get those deals done, going to their local in-town, like REI, Real Estate Investor Group meetings, you know, the local chapter. Yeah. It's kind of like a meetup.
That meetup, yeah.
Exactly. He's like, he said, I get the value of learning from someone. I wouldn't be here where I was today. And it launched this conversation that we continued later on.
And we're doing it now. After we're the finishing phone call. It now.
Yes, we are. And he's like, that's why I'm coming to you, Jill. And Stephen, I see the value of learning from someone who's been there. Why would you not? So that's the conversation we continued last night. I forget sometimes what we bring to the table. And even what you shared with me, what was that funny?
I was thinking about something else.
I know you were. Go ahead and say, you breaking up the monotony?
Yeah, I guess I am.
you're still you know on underpants.
Here's what I was thinking. Very recently, I had to do some research on a product that we're launching that has nothing to do with real estate. And anyway, I'm launching it with a separate group of employees and the whole thing. And it has to do with, it's a local product that has to do with people that are in the three surrounding zip codes from where we are right now because there's shipping involved and some other stuff. And it's a very high margin project and high volume project. So what did I do? I go on the internet and I find that there's a podcast about this very specific thing that I'm trying to do. And so I turn the podcast on and I start listening, just like I'm sure everybody here else does. And I said, and I waited and waited, because I have like 5 questions about how to do this. And it just never got addressed because they're horsing around. That's all we do, horsing around the podcast, not really providing any information. And so I'm sitting there saying, well, I'm sure that's what happens with us.
Like right now?
Yeah, so listener and viewer, listen to this. This is not the place to learn exactly how to do this. This is
not 100%.
This is a place to kind of be half entertained and half learn about, you know, how we on our day-to-day lives, us and our members, buy and sell land and houses. It's not, I ended up turning off the podcast because I'm like, this isn't going to answer it. So how's that for honesty? That's what I was thinking about. You had to ask. I'm like, we're guilty of it.
Do you know, I hate to disagree, but I know several people that really tune in for the questions and listen intently to the things that we answer. And I really think that we have helped their businesses.
Somebody sent me an email and said, I don't mean to interrupt you. They said, I've been listening to your podcast at 1.5 times the regular speed.
Because it's the only way I can tolerate it.
It's like, it reminded me of when you're a kid, you get a 33 RPM record and you play it at 78 or 45 to 33, 33 to 78.
Okay, nobody listening right now knows what you're talking about.
There's records. There used
to
be records.
No, don't go there.
Right. Look it up.
I'm saving you. Back to the topic. That's why you're here. I hope. Or whatever you do, I hope you do it. You'd be nuts if you did it that way. I've talked to people and we've all said the same thing. You know, do you want to take 10 years to catch up to me? Or do you want to, or do you want my help?
Let me put it, let me be real direct here because we always are. Every single person that's in this space, in the land space, was either a former member of ours or they had some type of former contact or we worked together or they're one degree away from me. Yeah. So
1 degree of Steven. That is totally true.
Either most of them I've done business deals with them.
Exactly.
In fact, every single one of them we've done a business deal that I know of that's out there. Every single one. So, you know, you can learn from us. You can learn from Henry Ford. Or you can learn from, you know, Elon Musk.
Ding ding. I couldn't say any better than that. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show. If that's not enough, Tuesdays and Thursdays, zip over to the House Academy Show. We are there.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is the top 5 things the BOG does before we acquire a house. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Whew. That was good.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was half entertaining, I'll tell you that.
What if we did a show?
An episode where we just answered the question and we talked about the topic very quickly and then went on to the next. I wonder if our numbers would change at all.
I think they might go down.
I think so too. I mean, that's my gut.
Nobody wants to listen to dry.
I don't think so either.
I can't take it. When I cruise the internet and I'm trying to listen to other people's podcasts, if it's dry and boring and there's no energy and no fun, I'm like, I check out.
Me too.
Fast. The Land Academy Show remains commercially free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.